ahead and get started here and start this Broward County Planning Council regular meeting and public hearing for May 22nd, 2014. If we'd all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, Commissioner Long has agreed to lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we call the roll, I just want you all to know I'm not trying to hide under the desk. This was just the luck of the draw of the chairs today, as you all know. You never know whether you're going to sit up here. No, no, don't worry. I'm way low today. I don't know whose chair I'm going to be pulling, but we'll make sure we put them back in the right order when we're done, because otherwise the some Board of County Commissioner member will not be happy. But I wasn't trying to hide from anybody. It was my point. Thank you. Oh, my God. Now I feel like up high. Anyway, now if we could have the roll call, please.
Mr. Tim Basco.
Here.
Commissioner Richard Blackman.
Here.
Mayor Vincent Gopar.
Here.
Mr. Neil DeJesus.
Here.
Commissioner Bobby DeBoe.
Here.
Mr. Beam Herr. School Board Member Patricia Good. Ms. Mary D. Graham.
Here.
Mr. Dan Hobby.
Here.
Ms. Lynn Kaplan.
Here.
Commissioner Martin Kerr.
Here.
Commissioner Michelle Lasser.
Present.
Commissioner Michael Long.
Here.
Commissioner Rita Mack.
Here.
Mayor Michael Ryan.
Present.
Mr. Nicholas Stephens.
Here.
Mayor Daniel Sturmer.
Here.
Ms. Ann Castro-Chair.
Here. We have consent items. We have one excused absence under C4, so if we could include Mr. Beam Herr.
Excuse me?
For excused absence.
Oh, sorry. I just received notice from School Board Member Good's office that she's at an event and unable to make it this morning.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know for the excused absence.
So we'll
request.
Include both of them in the excused absence. With that, can I have a motion to move the consent
so
agenda?
Moved. Second.
First and second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, carries unanimously. Thank you. Now we're going into the regular agenda. We're going to start with R1 and R2, and I'm going to refrain from talking like I just did in the last executive committee. I will just tell you that the executive committee motioned and approved adoption of these reviews for Ms. Blake Boy and Mr. Morotis. With that, I'll entertain a motion here, and if any of you would like to add any comments for the record, feel free to do that by all means.
Move item R1 and item R2.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Any commentary?
Question. I know, unfortunately, that we're not able to give increases to valued employees. I'm just curious if the county is giving increases to any of its employees.
I don't know the answer to that.
There are no scheduled increases for FY 2015, which that budget year starts October 1st. For 2014, for 2013 and 2014, the County Commission had approved a 1.5% increase for each year, 3% total, and the board was kind enough to give me that increase last year at my evaluation. If there are any increases budgeted in the future or approved in the future as part of the budget process, we'll certainly alert you to that. And the budget office generally makes that money available for you to be able to do the same.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, just as a clarification, I read in the paper this morning that the County Commission itself, though, will be receiving a statutorily mandated raise. Is that accurate?
I read the same thing.
You know, I'll say this. Actually, what's interesting is I think that we received that last year. That's why I think it was like they reran the article. I think it was. So, you know, that's, but.
I think Mayor Ryan's concerned you receive it every year automatically.
Oh, no, we definitely don't.
Ms. Kaplan, you got a question?
No, I just wanted to make a statement.
Absolutely.
As the newbie at one time, which I think is almost a year ago now, I could not have gotten through this past year without the support of Barbara and the attorney. I echo all of the sentiments that were expressed in this letter, and I just want to thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, I just want to second that as well. I think that both Andy and Barbara do a great job for us. It's a lot of this work is incredibly tedious work, yet you all always have a smile and are very happy in everything that you do. And I think that we're very lucky to have you working on this. And so you definitely have my support, that's for sure. So thank you.
Anybody else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Hearing none, carries unanimously. R3?
R3 is just, we go through this every year. We put in the schedule for 2015, try to be aware of any potential conflicts. There is one potential conflict next year, September 2015. We'll probably address that next June or August to try to get either an alternative date, or maybe we'll be able to move things around so that you won't need a September meeting. It's due to the Yom Kippur conflict, but that's the only conflict that we identified, and we're comfortable with the schedule, and if you guys give your blessing, then we'll post it online and have everybody ready.
I checked the dates this morning. Yom Kippur actually starts the evening of September 22nd and ends the evening of September 23rd, so I don't see where that would necessarily be a conflict. It starts the evening of September 22nd, and it ends Wednesday, the 23rd.
Oh, okay, well, we'll double, we had checked the calendar, so maybe there was just a different date on the calendar that we utilized, but we'll double check that and obviously be alert you to any potential conflict.
The calendar also just showed you that it starts on that date, not that it started in the evening.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, carries unanimously. R4.
R4, I sent out some additional agenda material yesterday, which is also a hard copy, was placed at your seat today. We've been working with the county staff, as we briefly discussed last month, about this overview of the Broward County Land Use Plan and the Comprehensive Plan. What's been handed out is a kind of breakdown by topic matter, which we've identified, and the key public participant agencies. Obviously, there'll be a lot of private participation also from developers and attorneys and interested parties. But just to kind of give you a rundown of how we're looking at breaking down by committee, and I think the next item we'll probably share with you will have more discussion points and where we're trying to focus the discussion, not limit the discussion, but focus it to see where ideas come from. And we're anticipating in an August kickoff for this overview and likely anticipating being able to take a product to the County Commission August, September of 2015. So that's kind of where we're at right now in that review, and we just wanted to let you all know and have the information if you want to start sharing it with different people also.
I'm going to jump off a little bit here because I did this earlier and I can't emphasize this enough. I know some of you have served here longer than me, Mr. Hobby, I know is one, but I've only been on the board for about 8 or 9 years, and over that course of time,
often there's been discussions about reviewing and updating Broward County's Comprehensive Land Use Plan. It hasn't been done in ages. We did an administrative review, I think, under Chair Castillo for process and procedure a little bit, but this is the actual elements themselves. And there's been discussion the whole time I've been on the council about, you know, this was originally geared for a suburban type development community, Broward County. We've apparently exceeded that. We have some urban centers and other things going on. And the land use plan really doesn't articulate or go into those enough that it ends up creating more exceptions to the rule than being the rule. So there's also major issues, transportation, affordable housing. You all know them, you participate them in every day, we talk about them. How can we use the land use plan to maybe bring some solutions to those problems? So this is a really important exercise that is going to be embarked on, and my hat goes off to Barbara Blake Boy and Henry Cizak for basically taking the lead on this. And it will include every stakeholder from the South Florida Regional Planning Council, Water Management District, MPO, cities, developers, like she said. I think it's important that if you have a topic here that you don't see, you let them know right away. But I think they've probably taken the, and they know it better than anybody, the land use plan and the comp plan, and they've probably really taken it down to its basic elements already for us. But we want to make sure we cover everything. I encourage all of you to participate in whatever subcommittees you see here that fascinate you, you're interested, or you have expertise. I know my friend Commissioner Blattner over there, obviously chairing the MPO, I would expect him and his team to really get on the transportation element and the redevelopment element, because transportation isn't in a silo. It also involves redevelopment, how it gets traffic trips and stuff like that for for impact fees and everything else. So again, you have to look at all the subtleties, but I'd also appreciate it if you would talk it up at your commission meetings, if you're elected official, at any other organizations you belong to, professional organizations, to make sure. They are going to have a big kickoff. They're probably going to have a website. This is a one-year process just on our end. Before then, it goes to the county and you know, the commissioner, Board of County Commissioners. So we want to expedite it, though, as quickly as possible, because that's what we promised the county commission one or two meetings ago, because there's some definite issues that are hot now that they would like to see resolved. We don't want to piecemeal this, though, because as we explained at that meeting, nothing is done in a silo. It all eventually weaves together. So I can't emphasize enough your participation, your cheerleading of this, your communicating it out. And if you have any questions, feel free. Barbara's available, Henry's available, I'll be available whenever I can. Planning Council will have one of our staff members or Henry's staff member, one of the two staff members will be at every one of the subcommittee meetings and gathering notes, orchestrating it, and bringing information back. So if there's any other structure you'd like to see different, if you'd like to have some sort of executive level type ad hoc committee on the Planning Council to be engaged in this, let us know. Right now, we're doing this as we go because we've never done it before, and we're just trying to engage everybody. So suggestions are welcomed and appreciated. Yes, Ms. Mayor Aronson.
Thank you. In a couple of areas, I just wanted to make some recommendations. I know municipalities are mentioned throughout, but in redevelopment, I just want to ensure that the community redevelopment agencies are included with the housing category, that the housing authorities throughout Broward County are included. And under disaster prevention and emergency management, the Red Cross, there may be some other not-for-profit entities that respond in times of disasters, that they also be included. And I just want to ensure that the Police Chiefs Association and the Fire Chiefs Association are included. I know the municipalities are, but just as another step. Thank you.
Thank you. Good points. Anybody else? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the affordable housing issue as well, which is also part of R4. This is the one that we volunteered to step up to at the behest of the County Board of County Commissioners. Again, we're going to create an ad hoc committee of stakeholders, including people that are in affordable housing, developers, and so forth. While we're looking at this issue, and again, we're going to look at things that we have no real direct control, and frankly, neither does the county, but at least we'll say, here's one of the problems, and most of you probably already know them, and here are some ideas or legislative suggestions we can make, whether you can get them through or not. The other issue is we're going to tie it, obviously, back to the comp and the land use plan as well, to make sure we're covering everything in there relative to it. So the two eventually will overlap a little bit. We are fortunate that Monica Navarro of the Broward Housing Council has volunteered to co-chair with me, and we will be having meetings on that on a regular basis. Again, if you're interested in attending, please let Barbara know. We will sunshine all the meetings and make sure that everybody can come and participate. Yes, Commissioner Keel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just want to let you know, from at least from my perspective and from what I've seen at our recent county commission meetings, we are working very, very hard, I think, at the county commission to be much more, is the word, inclusive. And, you know, so we're taking this work group and the advice and the cooperation that we have now with the cities and other stakeholders very seriously. And I think now our consensus is, whatever we pass at the end of the day, at least this is my opinion, I'm pretty sure that the others feel the same way, there has to be significant buy-in from all the other stakeholders. Mm-hmm. And I think it works a whole lot better that way. And I just want to say, you know, with the last affordable housing issue and with some other issues, it appears that you come up with a much better product when we all work together and we all figure out something that works well for everybody, rather than just a few folks trying to dictate something. So I'm very glad about this process. I'm very glad that you know, that you're such a champion of this as well. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, we're on to R5, Council's report.
Nothing, Madam Chair.
R6.
Just quickly, I just want to thank everyone for my annual evaluation. I appreciate it, and I appreciate all the kind words that were also said at the executive committee. But I would also like to mention that it's not just Andy and I. We have a great staff, and they do a great job for you month after month after month. And I would remiss in not mentioning that. That's all for my report.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Mr. Hobby.
Just going back to R5 for a second. At the June meeting, Andy, maybe there won't be anything to report, but on the, will you be giving us something on the legislative?
We're going to go over the recent legislation. Wasn't quite as active.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you for remembering that. Thank you. Okay. We're on to the regular agenda now. Today we have PH 1 and 2 and 3.
There are no speakers except for questions.
Okay, do we have any polls?
Move PH 1, PH 2, and PH 3.
Second.
Any other conversation? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Ms. Fram, that was an aye, correct?
Aye, correct.
Thank you, ma'am. That's it. Any other business? Stand adjourned.